The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. For the Lord of hosts has purposed and you shall know it. And his hand is stretched out and who shall turn it back? And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. And the Lord, he is it that does go before you. He will be with you, he will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. You have hedged behind me and before me, and laid your hand upon me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Heaviness in the heart of man makes him stoop, but a good word makes him glad. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he does meditate day and night. There is one that scatters and yet increases, and there is one that withholds more than is right. But it leads to poverty. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or how shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Male and female he created them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to fight except the rock had sold them, and the Lord had given them up? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. From now on I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Therefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Until now, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you shall receive, and your joy may be full. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may spend it upon your lusts. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Now the Spirit speaks expressly,
And in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, leaving you to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. And this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Enter into the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be who go in there. Because narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. You are a false prophet, you come to your sheep's clothing, but you will be there, ravenous wolves. You will know them by the fruits. You may gather grapes from thorns, you will fix from thistles. Even so, the good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Good tree cannot bear bad fruit, what can a bad tree bear good fruit? Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by the fruit, you know that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, love does not parade itself, it is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is ever thrilled, thinks no evil. You that love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints, he delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which were not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. But God gives it a body as he pleases, as he sees its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth shall also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up.